Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Christian Binder. I'm here with Tarek. Tarek is from the Visual Studio Product Group, and we will talk about how to target devices with Visual Studio. Tarek, just a couple of words about you and your role in the call.
Sure, sure. My name is Tarek Madkor. I work on the Visual Studio team, and I work on the Visual Studio IDE, so that's part of Visual Studio. And what my team is responsible for is shared components in Visual Studio that are used in all languages. So think about any experience, any developer experience that's shared by most languages. That's what my team works on. So things like the editor, things like all the build engines, solution explorer and loading and things like that, the shell itself and the toolbars and the menus and okay. Everything that you see, all the nice things that you see in Visual Studio, that's what my team works on.
So all the nice stuff we are on for years, right? Now.
Correct.
So our goal for this short talk is to look at the different approaches we have in the mobile space, how we do development here, app development. So let's start and kick off with a very natural approach doing a mobile experience on a device, which is the mobile web, right?
Yes. Well, that's obviously the smoothest transition to start to going mobile. Especially if you already have a website. I think the typical thing that you would do is you would think of, instead of having your big website that's very hard to navigate on a small device, on a touch device, you start to thinking about what kind of experience you want to have that is appropriate for people to do on the go. Mm-hmm. And you start selecting those experiences and you start to make them simpler and easier to use from a small screen and from touch. So you start to think about which controls are actually important to show, and for those, making sure that they have the right touch targets, they are big enough for people to use, and that they're smooth in sort of transitioning between one flow and the other. Mm-hmm. And going from a regular desktop website to a mobile website can be a very smooth transition, because most web technologies that already allow you to do a desktop web page now have support for having really good mobile web pages as well. So you don't actually have to write another site. Mm-hmm. You could share a lot of UI between both sites and kind of have it adaptive that way.
But now we have another thing, which is the app stores over the devices, so native kind of experiences for each devices. So how do I get maybe a mobile website now into an app store?
That's a good point, because one of the things that a mobile website does not get you is access to real device capabilities. So for example, while the web, maybe you can still access location and things like that, but it is a lot harder, for example, to access a camera. Right. Or if you wanted to do the accelerometer and see when the device moves or something, it is complicated.
Okay.
So that's one thing you can get out of actually being a real application in the store. So one of the things that you can do is use one of the technologies that enable you to package your mobile website and put that inside a container that goes in the store. So that's one way. We call these hybrid web applications. You think of it as basically it's a small app, but the app itself is a facade. Mm-hmm. And really what is being displayed to the user is your mobile website. The nice thing here is that it's a very smooth transition also from a mobile website to going into the app store. You can keep your existing investments. So for example, if you are a standards web developer and you're used to HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, you can easily reuse your investments and your skills and move to the app world. Also, the nice thing about it is that it's a very fast to market, speed to market is very easy. So you don't have to rewrite, and you can just reuse a lot of what you already have from a skill perspective and from an asset perspective.
Perfect. So, but there are other options, right?
Definitely. I mean, these were the options that are kind of related to the web if you're coming from the web world. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes people want to go native on the device. And, definitely going native on a device gives you access to a lot of the device capabilities, but also allow you to have user experiences that are tailored to that device, as well as UI that is tailored to that device, as well as access to every single API that was created for the device. Of course, the simplest and the traditional way, not simplest, but the traditional way of doing that is by creating separate native applications for each device.
But it's the most expensive way.
It is definitely the most expensive way. So you're basically, let's say you're interested in three platforms, iOS, Android, and Windows. You're pretty much creating three different applications, one in Objective-C or Swift for iOS, one in Java for Android, and one, say, in C# or some other language for for Windows. In Windows, we can create C#, C++, or JavaScript.
And you need to use different languages too.
You need to use different languages. Mm-hmm. You need to use different tools. Yeah. You know, probably be using Android Studio or Eclipse in addition to Xcode, in addition to Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. I think one of the complicated things as well is that you start to have these issues about how do you keep the applications in sync.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How do you make sure that the new feature that you're adding to one application now also gets added to the other application? Because typically it is not the same person that works across the three, and although in some cases you could do that. But then you have a team, let's say, focused on iOS and a team focused on Android.
Based on platform.
And then you want to add this feature to Android, and then, okay, well, but my schedule on iOS side doesn't allow it. So you end up with the apps not being in sync, which for us as developers starts to become pretty inconvenient from
a lot of communication.
And then it becomes a user problem because... You know, as a user, then, you know, if I'm an Android developer or Windows Phone developer and, you know, the old feature is only available on iOS, I start to look at it and it's like, why is that?
Yeah,
right. So it's a bit complicated.
But there are more options for going native.
Correct. There are in my opinion, better options than going the three route. I think the three route, the cloned native route, made a lot of sense when somebody started on one platform and then started thinking about, okay, how do I bring in the other platform?
Right.
In which case, let's say you already started with Objective-C and iOS, there's just no way to get that easily. I mean, there are some ways, actually, but there's no clear way to get that easily to Android.
Right.
So people ended up writing it again. But if you're starting from scratch now in a new application and you know that you want to target multiple platforms, there are better alternatives.
Okay.
And one of the better alternatives is
shared
code. And there are a number of languages that you can do that. I mean, obviously, C++ is a cross-platform language. Yep. You could do that. You could also do it in C# now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually have C# running on all the platforms and share a lot of, think about your model is all shared.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have specific UIs that are native to those platforms.
But here we have, in the slide deck, we have C#.
Yes, absolutely. So we actually support now C# and Visual Studio running across multiple platforms.
What is behind it?
Behind it is actually a product from a company called Xamarin, and they provide tools for that also plug into Visual Studio and a runtime that enable you to take C# as it is and basically run applications with it on every device.
If we look at all these four approaches, where can Visual Studio help and why not?
That's definitely a good question. I mean, think when you think about Visual Studio, we've traditionally helped you. Obviously, if you're building on the web, so let's say you're looking at the mobile web here on this in this discussion, you know, say you're an ASP.NET developer. Yep. ASP.NET obviously helps you create mobile web applications. Or even if you were doing some scripting, you know, Visual Studio has some support for some of the scripting languages that would be valuable to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have support if you're building mobile web applications. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're doing cloned native applications, so like a native application for every platform. Obviously, Visual Studio helps you for the Windows platform. So if you're creating, you know, desktop applications or a Windows Store application or a Windows Phone application, then Visual Studio is obviously the best tool to do those.
And then we have the other two options.
That's the new thing that we're adding to Visual Studio. So I think it's interesting when you look at Visual Studio a while back, you know, all the focus was either on the web or on just Windows devices.
Yeah.
But now we have support in Visual Studio for both hybrid web development
and
shared native development, which is actually pretty
good.
So
let us first dive into the hybrid.
Sure. Let's do that.
Let's do that and have a look on that one, right?
Okay.
So hybrid web with Apache Cordova.
Yes.
Apache Cordova is kind of open space. So explain briefly what it's about.
Sure.
What is the idea behind it?
So Apache Cordova is an open source project, and what they allow you to do is leverage an existing investment, say, in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So get a mobile website that you already have and enable you to get two things. One is package that and put it in an app store.
Okay.
So you could just basically, your mobile website gets put as part of the assets of an application.
Right.
And that application gets deployed to either the Apple App Store or the Google Play or Windows Store, as an application that your users then would be able to go and go to the store and search for it, and they would find it, right?
Okay.
So it helps with the discoverability. But the second thing that they help with, which is really good as well, is they expose the native capabilities of the device to you in JavaScript.
So we have, we talked about a mobile website. If this is a core, then we have this thin layer around it. And now we can have these connections, or we can call into native components
correct.
Of the device.
If you imagine the, you know, your website basically embedded inside an app. So basically that app is a thin veneer.
Yeah.
All it does is bring up a web view, a web host, right?
Yeah.
And then your website is being loaded inside that web host.
Right.
But the nice thing is that you're not limited only by the capabilities of the standard web.
Mm-hmm.
You get what's called Cordova plugins. And those Cordova plugins are a way for you to access things that are outside the normal sandbox that you would run in. So, mm-hmm. for example, there are Cordova plugins for file access. So, if you want to access the real
file
on the device, you can do that.
Okay.
There are Cordova plugins for camera. You know, if you want to access the camera, you can do that. In fact, you can create your own plugins. So, let's say you know there's something special that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You can create your own plugin and expose it in JavaScript. So, now your website's full HTML JavaScript application, but it has access to those really cool things that traditionally you wouldn't have access to. So you get these two really good benefits, which is just fantastic.
This is a smart approach, right?
It is a smart approach. And the nice thing is that, you know, with Visual Studio now, what we added for support for Cordova is that, you know, we allow you to do like a single install, a very easy acquisition of the tools.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of having to go and download, you know, the Android SDK separately, you know, the, you know, the some of the tools from other vendors separately, and we group all of these things together that we think you're going to need. And with just a single install on top of Visual Studio, now you can create Cordova applications. And with that, we enable you to edit and get IntelliSense for JavaScript.
Debugging.
You get debugging, the really good debugging in Visual Studio. You get full support for that. We access, you know, preview and testing on multiple emulators. You automatically connect from Visual Studio. You press F5, and then it runs in the Android emulator or deployed to an Android device or run in the iOS simulator.
All you expect from a normal Visual Studio developer.
Studio. And you know, the nicest thing to me is, you know, I'm just sitting in Visual Studio and single stepping, and something is running next to me on an iOS emulator, and I'm seeing that device, and I'm still in Visual Studio doing all the stuff, I'm changing the values, doing everything, and at the end of the day,
works.
And press a button and create a package that's ready to get deployed to the App Store. So I have a final APK or an APP or a package for the different platforms, and just take that straight and put it in the App Store.
So it's a great approach for developer or developer groups who have really HTML, CSS, JavaScript knowledge and to get mobile, right?
It's the fastest way if you already have an existing website. Yeah. It reuses your assets that you already have. It also reuses the skills that you already have.
Yeah. Would you like to look at the next option?
Sure.
So the other option we talked about briefly is the shared native one, which is quite of interesting is because it really creates a native experience in the final step. So let's look at it, what it is and how it fits together, right?
Sure. So with shared native, what you get is the ability to share your code, your C# code, across the multiple devices and have it run across the multiple devices. Mm-hmm. And then you can create UIs that are specific to those devices. Now, that solution, as opposed to Cordova, which was 100% open source, that solution actually requires you to have a, in addition to your Visual Studio license, have a license with Xamarin to be able to license their runtime. They have a Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android. There are a number of subscriptions that you can have there.
Yeah.
But when you have that Xamarin subscription, by the way, that's actually also built on top of open source. But when you have that subscription, then you can have this Visual Studio support for it.
Right.
And now with Visual Studio, you're able to create you know, your C# code. You can create a portable class library, or you can create a shared asset project. And that allows you to create either binaries that can be loaded in any platform or source code that gets included that can compile in any platform. You get NuGet support, so you can use NuGet packages across platforms, which
all
is
you
really
know from
nice.
Normal C# development.
Correct. So if you look at like a shared, creating a shared C# backend, it becomes very nice. And then for the UI part, Xamarin has very nice tools for creating UI for the different platforms, which typically you want to customize for each platform. So on the iOS side, there's a nice storyboarding tool with a designer that you can that you can use. On Android, there's a nice designer for Android UIs that you can use. Obviously, for Windows, there's one for Windows and Windows Phone that you can use. And the combination of these, because the UIs that are generated also use C#, then the C# code calling into your C# backend the full application is a C# application. So as a .NET developer, so if your skills are as a .NET developer,
yeah.
it's just a very easy transition of right. just taking your existing assets or existing
SS language
and
all
your existing skills
to?
Yeah. Everything is in, that is in C# is available to you. The nice thing also yeah. is that and not only everything that is C# available to you, everything that's available on the device is available to you.
Yeah.
So basically 100% of all iOS APIs,
nice.
100% yeah. of all Java APIs on Android, 100% of all Windows Phone APIs are available to you in C#.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is that they're available to you pretty much the track history has been, the day they're available for you to use in Objective-C or in Java, they're also available to you to use in C#. So basically, whatever you can create as an Objective-C application or as a Java application,
you can do it
or as a Windows Phone application, you can do with Xamarin, which is very nice.
This is great. So it's all about having most of assets shared.
Correct. In fact,
yeah. and a thin layer on top, which is, let's say, it's for each and every device.
Correct.
So to get all these features, specific features running. And we have another thing which they came up with.
That's right. Xamarin now has
making this small layer even smaller.
Correct. Now you can, instead of just having shared model and then the UI is 100% different,
yeah.
now Xamarin has Xamarin.forms,
yeah.
which enables you to have, in addition to the shared backend, you can also have shared UI. So they
yeah.
have like pages and controls and components that you can actually use. And then the areas of the UI that can be platform specific
yeah.
Can be smaller and smaller, which is really nice.
Yeah. So at the final stage, we really deliver with this approach native code and native performance, for example.
And I think that
yeah.
is one of the most important parts
yeah.
is that that this basically with Xamarin, you can get 100% native experiences. So you get
yeah.
from a UI level, you get native UI controls. From a device access level, you get native access to all the hardware on
mm-hmm.
the device and all the
yeah.
sensors on the device,
yeah. Yeah.
all the APIs that are exposed on the device. And then from a performance perspective, it's also native performance. Because if you look at how Xamarin code gets generated at the end, what you get is on the, for example, on an iOS device, it is compiled eventually using the same LLVM compiler that compiles Objective-C.
Okay.
So it's, you get real native code running at the end. So it's pretty fast.
So to summarize the stuff, right, we have essentially four options, right?
Well, yeah, there are more options if you want to look at it. But I mean, when you look at it in Visual Studio, we think those are the four main options that we think most people are going to want to use. And
yeah.
Like we said, there's no right option and wrong option.
Right.
There are interesting options that are valuable. Each has its own pros and cons, right? So
yeah.
kind of look at the assets that you have, look at the skills that you have, and from there, I think the right option will
And Visual Studio support will support us in each of these options as we explained it, right?
Absolutely. And same thing, I described how it works for Cordova.
Yeah.
Same thing for Xamarin, edit, build, debug, deploy, test, everything.
Thank you, Tarek. Great to have you here right this week. And it was a pleasure having you talking about cross-platform development.
Always great to chat with you, Christian. It's always fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.